Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report, and we are getting a company update this time from Labrador Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LAB. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Roger Moss. Now, I know from reading through the comments and even getting a few of the emails from all of you, our listeners, I know that a few of you are trading into this stock or already hold positions in Labrador Gold. Even on the back of the last interview that I had with Roger at the tail end of November, I received a couple questions, and one question really stood out to me. That's where we're going to start here, Roger. The question really dealt with summarizing the targets at this Kingsway project in Newfoundland and the ones that most interest you. Since that last interview, we had some news in early December that was surface assay results at Kingsway that discovered, I guess we can say, this big vein. That's what you guys are calling it. I guess we can call it a big vein target. Give us a little bit more information on this big vein discovery from the surface work.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Corey. It's good to be back again. And yeah, it's pretty exciting. All our geos are excited by big vein, that discovery. I guess we made the discovery in November. We found the vein, we sampled the vein, we got some okay assays, and it was a little bit later that we actually saw one of the quartz vein samples, and when we found the visible gold inside there, which was the subject of one of our news releases, I think in early December, probably just before we chatted last. So that big vein, as we call it, is the main target for us right now. And the reason for that, obviously, we got the visible gold in there. We have some really good assays from it. The visible gold sample assayed over a kilogram a ton of gold is phenomenal. Obviously, we don't expect that to happen everywhere, but we do have higher grade assays along the trend of that big vein. So to date, we have 400 meters of strike length outlined in that big vein. We still have a lot of samples in the lab because we really, really blitzed it in the last month that we had before we had to pack up when the snows came in Gander. So we've taken a lot of samples. Most of them are still in the lab. And as you probably know from other companies you talk to, turnaround at labs these days is really slow. We seem to be going okay in sort of October, November. And then it was almost like it hit a wall, and the results are coming in so slowly now. But those are some results that we're looking forward to hopefully this month. And, you know, they're going to tell us a lot more about this big vein. So, yeah, I think that's, you know, it's exciting. It's our number one target on the property right now. And we hope to be drilling it in the not too distant future.
All right. So since this work and really the discovery of this big vein, it's early on. So when you see this sort of mineralization, or at least this sort of outcrop at surface, how are you using this as comparing it kind of regionally to what other work is being done in the area to give you a handle of what is possible here and what type of follow-up work needs to be done?
Well, I think that we're always looking at what other companies are doing in the district. We do believe that there are going to be more discoveries made in the district other than the ones that that Newfound Gold continue to make. And it was interesting this morning. Newfound Gold put out a news release on a intersection that they had into the Appleton Fault Zone, which is one of their first in the Appleton Fault Zone. They've actually been drilling further to the east of Appleton Fault Zone in the Keats Baseline Zone. So what was interesting to me and very exciting was that the Appleton Fault Zone, as I've said many times before, is I think a very important factor in the gold mineralization in this part of Newfoundland, and it was a major reason why we picked up the property from Sean Ryan back in March of last year. In that news release, I believe it was Greg Matheson, the VP Exploration for Newfound Gold, mentioned that this intersection now opens up the entire Appleton Fault Zone as a target for high-grade mineralization. So when you hear that from people who know this area really well, I get excited because I know that our interpretation of where the Appleton Fault Zone goes is through our property, and we have about 10 kilometers of strike length of that Appleton Fault Zone. And not only that, the area of the Big Vein and the vein corridor that it sits in is immediately adjacent to the Appleton Fault Zone. So I agree 100% with Greg's thesis that this fault zone is certainly an excellent target for high-grade gold mineralization, because that's basically where our visible gold sits. And, as you say, we're just scratching the surface here. I think with 10 kilometers from the Appleton Fault Zone, we could be here for quite a while if we have any success with our initial drilling.
So, Roger, when you do get back these other samples that were taken in this area, is the target then, this Big Vein zone, is it ready for drilling?
Yeah, so the Big Vein is certainly ready for drilling. It does outcrop. The area where we got the visible gold samples from is the quartz vein is outcropping right there, so that's obviously going to be our initial target. And then we'll be stepping out to the northeast and southwest from there. And hopefully we'll be getting some good results and that allow us to continue. So that's the primary target. But in the meantime, there's also what we've called a quartz vein corridor around Big Vein, extending to the northeast and to the southwest. And again, this vein corridor is adjacent to the Appleton Fault Zone. And it stretches for over 7 kilometers. Now, this is not a quartz vein that's stretching for 7 kilometers, but it is a zone where we have intermittent quartz veins that we've mapped at surface. And presumably, where we don't see them at surface, there are other quartz zones or quartz veins below surface. So we've called it a quartz vein corridor, and that's a secondary target, because clearly it's a long strike and it encompasses Big Vein. It's adjacent to the Appleton Fault Zone, and it's pretty big. So we're gonna be drilling that. Our idea right now, our strategy right now, is to use a RAB drill to drill it. So talking about RAB drilling, we did have some results which kind of were disappointing, and people weren't very impressed. But what we have to remember is that the RAB drilling is, the way we treat the RAB drilling, it's like pre-scouting targets. So for example, in this vein corridor, we can do some pre-scout holes with the RAB drill. Any success we have, we'll make that a target for diamond drilling. So it's kind of a double-barreled approach, if you like. And I think for the situation we have with the vein corridor, the RAB drilling is perfectly suited to it.
Okay, so let's just summarize this a little bit. You do have this big vein target that you are moving forward towards some sort of drilling, especially after you get back some of those surface samples, but it could really be part of a more vein cluster type target that stretches over about 7 kilometers, as you said. And then when it comes to that RAB drilling, the first round of results, about 9 holes for just under 600 meters, they were fairly disappointing results, and the market did sell the stock off. You still have 19 holes with a little over 1,000 meters to release. Take us through where this RAB drilling occurred on the project, because I think it is important to distinguish that this RAB drilling is in a different area from this big vein area.
Yeah, absolutely. So the RAB drilling was permitted and began before the Big Vein and the surrounding vein corridor was discovered. So it was probably, I think we started RAB drilling in early October. The Big Vein was discovered sometime in October, And so the targets for the RAB drilling had nothing to do with Big Vein nor with the vein corridor. The target for the RAB drilling was a gold hosted in gabbro. So completely different target. It's more of a target that we see on our property in what's called the cracker showing, which is gold hosted in quartz veins in gabbro. That had a grab sample historically that graded about 61 grams a ton. Up at Jonathan's Pond to the northeast, where XBLAZE Discovery is doing some work, similar kind of situation, quartz veins in gabbro. They've had some nice results there from their trenching. And then immediately to the southwest of us, in the Mustang property of Sky Gold, they have the exact same situation where we have gold hosted in gabbro. So there's a very long trend of these gabbros with gold hosted in them. And that's what we were targeting with the RAB drilling. So very different from quartz vein hosted gold. In terms of the samples we have left, as you say, we have a bunch more holes to come in, probably about 18, 19 holes, I believe. And some of those are going to be down to the southwest of where the drill results that we've already released occur. And some are to the northeast. So it's very hard to say what to expect from these results. We actually thought that our initial results would be good, looking at what we had in the rock chips. And that's another thing to remember is when we do RAB drilling, we don't get drill core, we get rock chips, because essentially the drill hammers the rock and produces chips. And that's what we get to look at. But we can still see quartz veining in the chips or pyrite, arsenopyrite. And we had a lot of that that we saw in the chips, but we just didn't get the gold grades that we were expecting there. So it's hard to predict what we'll see in the next holes. And you know, hopefully we'll get some better results than we already have, especially up in the northeast. I think in the northeast we're looking at a very complex structural zone that is very often good for quartz veining and gold mineralization. So that I'm looking forward to seeing the results from up there, and hopefully they'll be significantly better than the initial ones that we had.
All right, well, fair enough. We will follow up when we get some of those results. But again, it does sound like almost a renewed focus on this big vein target or big vein zone. When it comes to future news flow then, Roger, and outside of just the additional RAB drilling results, what can investors expect from the company?
We've got a lot of samples still in the lab, mostly from our work along Big Vein and the vein corridor. So those would be rock samples. As I mentioned earlier, the labs have really slowed down the turnaround. So we hope to be getting those this month. They've been in the lab for a while now. So that's one set of results. And they'll probably come out, sort of trickle out as the lab gets to them. We do have some soil samples in the lab that were taken to the southwest of the visible gold occurrence and Big Vein, because we did have soil samples of Big Vein that really lit up that area of the vein with gold. I think the highest gold value in soil was 9.9 grams a ton in soil. I mean, you could mine the soil, for goodness sake. So that obviously really worked, but and that soil anomaly is open-ended down to the southwest. So we took samples down there. They're in the lab. We should be getting those back at some point. And then we have the RAB samples obviously to come. The next thing that we're waiting on are our permits for drilling. And we've got two sets of permits in. One would be for diamond drilling of the Big Vein area around the visible gold occurrence. And the other one is RAB drilling, as I mentioned, out in the vein corridor as a pre-scouting technique to prepare for diamond drilling if we have any success with the RAB. So that's what we're waiting for right now. There's a lot still to come for sure. But we're pretty excited by what we have. I think this year we could quite possibly be making a discovery there at Big Vein.
All right, let's wrap it up then just with a quick other comment regarding the cash still in the bank for the company to move forward with the exploration that comes next and even possibly some of that diamond drilling. How much cash does the company have?
We still have over $11 million, 11.2, 11.3, something like that. So we're well capitalized to do the work that we have planned. And the great thing about being cashed up like that is that we can, if we have our success with our diamond drill program, then we can ramp it up pretty quick without having to go back to market and raise more money.
All right. I hope that answers some of the questions from all of our listeners. If you have any follow-up questions, please email me fleck@kereport.com and I will get Roger to address those. Roger, thanks for the update today.
You're welcome, Corey. Thanks for having me back.